Chapter 6. Still Dreaming. The last time I saw Arthur was when I was home on one of my vacations from the college where I was teaching. He was sitting in a chair under a large tree. He looked untidy, but when he rose to greet me, his eyes were as clear and warm as ever. When I had talked with him for an hour and heard him laugh again, I wondered why he was wasting his life in Sandtown. He joked about the bluff. He said he was going there just as soon as the weather got cooler. He said he might visit the Grand Canyon as well. I was sure when I left him that he would never get beyond the shade of the tree in his front yard. Indeed, it was under that very tree that he died one summer morning. Tip still talks about going to see the bluff. He married a country girl and has a son. When I was last in Sandtown, I walked home with him late one moonlit night after he shut up his store. Tip says that he still means to go there. He thinks now he will wait until his boy, Bert, is old enough to go with him. Bert has been told the story and thinks of nothing but the Enchanted Bluff. And I wonder, will any of us ever make it there?